Hey, if you're new to the podcast and you want to find out more about me, go to joeryan.com. That's coaching, subscription info, links to all my social there. If you've been here before, welcome back. This episode, I don't even know where to begin with it, but it's a defining moment in my life. It was like the key to unlock all of the misery and the confusion and the self-hate and the shame. It's a little bit long, and I'm a little fiery in it, so strap in. Here we go. I had a major, major light bulb moment last week, and I have felt extremely light and airy and not that heavy emotional shit weighing me down. I've been doing this work a while, and I go at it pretty hard, or I used to. I really don't go at it as hard as I used to, because I just don't have the need to. But man, how do you not know who you are, and the things that you've done, and the things that control your life, and make decisions on your behalf that are just damaging and leave you stuck? It's always so painful. When that light bulb goes on, it's like you see your shame, you see your humiliation, and you know this new piece of information about you. And the first thing I do is go, oh shit, does everybody else know this about me? Have they known this about me? Was this apparent? Was it transparent? Like, I've hated this about me. How did other people not hate me for this? It's the same process over and over. I mean, at the beginning, you're just so overwhelmed and you're so miserable and you've been keeping down anger and sadness and hurt and painting on a fake fucking smile. And, you know, you start to lose your energy for it. Especially the older you get, man, your metabolism slows down. You can't outrun this shit. For me, the process, like I try to explain it, but it's really difficult because, you know, everybody's got to figure out their own process and it's similar, but people go about it different ways. As I started to clear out and started to do this work and I got out of the, I'm emotionally 750 pounds and, you know, my joints hurt and I'm tired all the time and my mind is running and I'm just living in fear and I'm afraid and I'm not good enough and just all of that weight that you carry and the energy it takes to get your shit together to get out the door and be in public so that you can pretend for a little while and the entire time you're out there, all you want to do is you can't wait to get home and just like hide and recharge that energy. And when you clear out the space, you know, you're just lighter and there's less to protect. It's exhausting protecting the secrets you have of yourself and from the world. And for me, the process after I got out of that really shitty place where I just didn't want to even exist anymore, when I had that desire to start living again, things started to get better and I can see all the things that had gone wrong and whys and hows and the turns and the decisions and the choices. And I started to forgive myself for them. This is when a different kind of work started to happen. It's not like you're digging out of shit all the time. Like you're functioning and you're living and you're having a good time. But man, that emotion starts to surface. And the process for me is I clear out space. I get this understanding. A light bulb moment comes on. I feel light. I feel airy. And then I go into the shame of what I just said. Does everybody know this about me? And then you make peace with it. You start to understand it. It's like it makes sense from where I came from. I really can't be shitting on myself all the time anymore. Like there was reasons that I was an asshole. There was a reasons that I controlled. There's a reasons that I manipulated. You know, it was a product of my environment. I wouldn't have chosen that as the human being that I am. But it was survival. And that heaviness starts to come up. And like I know something's there. I know there's something I have to get to. There's something I have to work on. There's an effort and energy I have to put into figuring this out. I have to sit with those shitty feelings, but in a positive way. and start to figure out where they lead. And that's the painful part of this, is when you had that light bulb moment and you get that lightness and that airiness and you're actually living and you're not heavy and you feel good about you and your life and the work that you've done and the direction you're going in. And when that emotional heaviness really starts to come up and weigh you down, it's like, fuck, you're back again. There's more. How much fucking more is there in me that I gotta fucking deal with? Like, I'm tired. But you start to become confident in yourself. And you know at some point you're going to work through it. Where back in the day, it was like something would come up and I'd have to hide for 9 months and figure it out before I can go back out in public and enjoy myself. And that heaviness, you just start to learn to live with it. And you know at some point the answers are going to come because you're not drinking it away or drugging it away or working it away. Like, you're actually putting in the effort to try to understand it because you know the freedom on the other side when you get that clarity. But the time it takes sometimes for that to surface, for that to get from my default, unconscious, fearful response to my conscious mind, it's so painful. It's so heavy. There's a shame about it. There's an uncomfortable. I know something is coming up that I am going to understand what it is, and I'm going to have to deal with it. And the dealing with it is making yourself okay with when you know it. I think a lot of my life, I just didn't want to know what was going on. I avoided certain songs, certain movies, certain TV shows because they triggered me. And I was dealing with enough that I couldn't handle any more. But when you're clearing out, you're able to handle what comes up. And there were things that I guess I just never wanted to admit to myself. I didn't know what that they were there, but I kind of knew what they were, that they were there. And when that moment comes where it's like, oh, shit, I get it now. That's where you want to get to. Because when you discover it and you make yourself okay with having it, you get a lot lighter because you no longer have to act and be that way because you've deciphered it. And I know I'm going around the block, but it was neediness. Like, I hate myself for being needy. I shamed myself for being needy, so I structured my life not to need, although I was desperate for connection. I was needy because I didn't feel competent. I didn't feel smart. I didn't feel like I could handle the world the way other people were handling it. And the big key, the big moment, was neediness. I'm a seriously fucking needy individual, and I hated myself for it. The codependency, that I had no confidence in myself. So I would have to attach to people who had confidence so that if I falled, I had somebody to rely on. Like, I was using people and I didn't know it. And that's a shitty thing to feel, man. I didn't have confidence, so I needed people who were stronger around me so that they could somehow take care of me without letting them know that they were taking care of me, because I couldn't let them know they were taking care of me because I couldn't let myself know that. And that sounds insane, but that's the fucking maze in my head. When I find out things that cause me shame and self-hate, you know, that moment where it's like, all of that heaviness inside of me just leaves. It's like magical. My joints feel better. The stiffness in my shoulders and neck that I've lived with since I'm 7, like, it gets easier and it gets lighter. And I just feel like a feather instead of like the weight of an SUV. My neediness started real young. And that's like, you know, the whole inner child thing. Like, I never got it. I'm like, that's all bullshit. I don't know what the fuck anybody's talking about. But over time doing this work, it starts to make sense. And I've said over and over, the point of neglect, or trauma, or abuse happens if it is severe enough. We get emotionally stuck at that point. And this neediness comes back to being a child. Like, I built all of this shit up since I was a kid to somehow protect myself from being hurt and looking stupid. That it kind of ruined my life. So over the past however many years, I'm taking the top layers. I'm trying to peel away the addiction and the people-pleasing and the codependency. And that's all that shit painful because as it's like a scale, a justice scale. You know, I'm relying heavily on anybody else. And there's where all the weight is. And I'm not relying on myself at all. So slowly you stop relying on other people and you learn how to rely on yourself. But that shit's fucking lonely. Because I can't be alone because I don't feel like I can function on my own. The only loneliness, the things I like to do alone was to isolate when I felt really shameful. But I was never really taking care of myself. So every layer that you pull away, every shameful thing that you start to discover, all the embarrassing moments of your life when you start to realize what they are and while they're there, you're just getting closer back to that little child that it was abused or neglected at a certain point and has been stuck there emotionally. Like all of my shit comes down to neediness. Like I'm fucking blown away right now. Like this big light bulb went on and it's so clear and it's like, what? How stunned are you that you couldn't have fucking seen this? And you know, I don't know how many episodes I've done now, which whatever the number is, it still blows me away that I'm still doing this because all of it has been when I discovered shameful about myself, I spoke about it. Like I had to make myself okay with it and I really wasn't okay with it. So putting it down on tape, man, and putting it out there, that forces me to make myself okay with it. And the neediness comes back to childhood. And in all these episodes, I have never once called out anyone in my family. I have never given anybody specifics. I've never called people out by name. I mean, I know you can piece it together and figure out who the fuck I'm talking about. But, you know, when I left my family, I wrote them a note and I said, listen, I'm angry and I don't want to blame you. So I need to go do this shit on my own. Like, I need to go learn how to take care of myself. And I left them. And I know I fucking hurt them. I know they're trying to scratch their heads and trying to figure out what the fuck. And it's like, and part of it is, how do you not know what it is? We both grew up in that house. We were all there. Like, it's no fucking secret to any of us. But they're in their own delusion and denial with their blind spots because they feel worse about themselves than probably I ever did. They just were better at masking it. But I've had a lot of issues with my mother, man, growing up. And the neediness was with her. And I resented myself for needing her, for not standing out on my own. And I became very, I wasn't allowed to have anger. Like, anger in that house, it was definitely not allowed, man. It was not welcomed. And it was met harshly. So I can't express myself. I can't have boundaries. I can't have my own protection. So I've had to figure out a way to live this life safely without having anger. So you find the closest thing that's acceptable to anger. And for some of it, it's just withdrawing and isolating. But for a lot of it, it's attitude. Like I had a shit attitude towards this woman because that was the only way I could keep her out. You know, there's certain people that you crack open that door to you and that's not enough and they kick it down and then they come in and they take over. And my mother came from a place where that was normal. She was so fearful. Like I can see her now more realistically because I've done the work. All of her control and manipulation came out of fear. She lived in absolute fear and she didn't know how to express that. So the way it came out was, I need you to be who I need you to be so that I am not fearful anymore. I don't want anything to happen to you and I don't want you to make me look bad. Man, as a kid, as a boy, that doesn't leave room to be anything much more than anything other than what they need. Because she needed me. I grabbed this attitude of never fucking needing her. And I put up these walls And it was like a vault. There's no fucking way you are ever getting inside of me, woman. You are never gonna fucking know that I need you. Because it scares the fuck out of me and it hurt too much. And this moment that this light bulb came out was freeing. I started to think about every friendship I have, every relationship with any boss, every relationship with any woman, and how they were all fucking dictated and tainted by, I'm afraid to be needy. Because when I was needy, I felt like I was being used. Like, it's so fucking simple. It's A plus B equals C. How the fuck did I not see this? Because this wound was so deep and so early that I had adapted a certain way of being before I could logically put it all together, before I had any fucking emotional intelligence. So why do you do this work? Why do you keep putting yourself through the hurt and the pain and the shame so that you can get to the other side? So that you can work through this shit. So you're not a walking reaction the rest of your life. By me closing off and pretending to the world that I have no needs, that I'm strong, was all an act and it was all bullshit. But that was what kept me safe as a child. Because I couldn't depend on it. Because if somebody in your house is completely overwhelmed with their own life and you're needy and you go to them and they shut you out, that hurts more than pretending you don't have needs. But if you're blocking neediness, you're also blocking love and joy. You can't parse out locking out certain emotions without locking out all of the emotions to some degree. Man, I just feel like I'm fucking reborn. I got an episode coming out. It's going to be either before or after this, the shame and neediness, man. And I was just, I recorded it right after like it went on and I didn't really fully understand it the way I do 6 or 7 days later. But that's why we keep doing this work. We have that light bulb moment. We feel light and airy. We start to feel joy and enjoy our life. And then that next layer comes up. The next thing that's going to be uncomfortable, the next thing that we're going to have to work through to feel even more free within ourselves. And that arc between the two places is uncomfortable. And then when you have that light bulb moment and that freedom, you start enjoying the life, that starts to become your new normal. There's your new baseline. So my baseline was misery, was sadness, was hurt, was depression, was self-hate, was self-shame. Every time I discover something new, my baseline for my new normal is now raised up where there's more joy, there's more happiness, there's more spontaneity, there's less fear. You can't just go into therapy and do one session, man. You got to work on this shit in therapy, in groups, on your own until you start to figure out the process. I left my family because I couldn't do the work when I was there. Because I'm codependent and people pleaser and they were my heroine. I'm a helpless victim and I need to be able to call on you when I fucking hit rough patches. You know, and honestly, they were kind of fucking annoyed with it too. I don't blame them. You know, so part of them cut me off of certain things, which they should have. But then I knew I couldn't do it without them. So I wrote the letter. But they didn't honor the letter. They didn't give me the space. And then I had to tell them to go fuck themselves. So that I could do this work. So I could get to what I just got to a few days ago. And I couldn't have done it because I would have been in that attitude. Not wanting to give anything until I got what I felt like I fucking deserved. You see, you need me to be this way so that you love me. Well, fuck you. I'm going to be the complete opposite, and I'm going to become a fucking drug addict and a fucking loser and a worthless piece of shit, and I'm going to force you to love that. And until you love that part of me, I ain't giving you anything. How the fuck did I not know this living this long? But there's a freedom now. And I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to go back. It could have been a contentious, long, dull ache painful fucking existence being around them for the rest of my life because I was so angry that I was never seen. And then I was so resentful, I became rebellious. Or I could have left, done the work, yeah, missed out on however many years, and then come back whole and complete as much as I can be. But I needed the perspective. I needed to find out who I was without them. You see, it was never, I didn't know if I'm showing up for her out of obligation or because I wanted to. And I have to figure that out. And I can't do that when she keeps pulling at me to give her more. Because it didn't feel like a choice. You see, now I have a choice. I have a choice to go back. I'm sure most of them don't want me back, but that's a whole completely other story. But it's desire versus the obligation. I can now show up how I choose to show up. I'm not obligated to show up in the ways that they needed me to show up. Crazy ride, man. This has been one crazy fucking ride. It came down to neediness. And how scary and shameful and hateful. Because when I'm needy, I feel weak and incompetent and unintelligent. And I don't like that feeling. And I got to start connecting more of how they're related. Like, this just opens up a whole nother fucking universe to me that I didn't even know was there. The choices I made of the people in my life, because I can't have anybody too needy on me. Because that makes me fearful and uncomfortable. I don't want to be responsible for your happiness. So is there a surprise that most of the women I've chosen in my life have been emotionally unavailable? Because the way they needed was more control and manipulating and secretive. And I know that fucking language. And I also know the other language. When they're codependent and they see me better than I am, and they need me, and I make them feel good, that makes me uncomfortable, because that makes me feel responsible, because that's what I was as a child. So I have shitty intimacy. There's certain boundaries that I need to feel safe, and I could never figure them out. It's needy. It's somebody being too needy on me or me being too needy on them. I'm looking for this little sliver of intimacy where we're both comfortable within the needy space. Yeah. What a crazy week. I'm sleeping better. I'm getting up feeling less tired. I have more energy. It's like thousands of pounds of emotional weight just fucking lifted from my body. This work is magical when you start to get it, when you start to understand how to do it, when you learn how to trust it. I've been heavy for a little while, and I couldn't figure out what it was. I just knew I was emotionally heavy, which keeps me in the house more. I go out less. I reach out less. Because there's something off of me. There's something nagging at me. And it occupies space within me. And it makes me tired and lethargic and heavy. And just, you know, there's no bright light. I get dim and dull. And now I get to feel light and airy. And I'm going to learn how to trust this. And it's going to take a little time. Because that's just the way it works. And then there's going to be something else that's going to come up. It's never going to stop, but it does get easier because you start to trust yourself that you will work through it. And I guess the whole point of leaving them was to figure out how to survive without needing anybody. And I did that. I have been alone and poor for almost a decade, and I'm comfortable at it, with it. It's okay. I don't feel needy. And that's also another thing that's bizarre. When that neediness starts to go away, like, I don't need to chase the party. I don't need to chase women. I don't need to have the action. I don't need to go gambling. I don't need to be fucking a rock star. Like, I don't need those holes filled from the outside anymore. So I felt like I was boring. I didn't know where my motivation went. It was uncomfortable. I couldn't figure it out. I'm sitting here and going, you used to do so much more. You used to be so much more fun. You were a funny motherfucker. Now you're just this like lonely, miserable fuck. But I'm comfortable. Like, it's weird. And sometimes we just have to accept where we're at. And I've accepted where I was at for the last however long this has been in this way of not understanding why I'm not motivated, why socializing isn't as important to me anymore. Because I used to need it like heroin. And I fill those holes in me so I don't need it. So sometimes I'm like, well, I can go downtown and do whatever. And I'm like, it's fucking 8 degrees out. Who wants to deal with the cold and all the bullshit? You know what? I'm good. I'm just going to stay in. And then the other side of me is like, who are you? Who are you if you're not the guy chasing the fucking party? To fill yourself up with things outside of yourself. And it's that arc. Before you get to get comfortable with your new normal. I'm good alone. I'm good poor. I don't want to be alone. I don't want to be poor. But all of this work was to wean off my neediness, weaning off my family's approval of me, their judgment of me, weaning off people, places, things. And as you wean off, you start to learn how to fill yourself up. This whole time, it's been fucking neediness. I wish somebody tapped me on the shoulder fucking 25 years ago. Go, listen, I'm just going to tell you this now because at some point you're going to get there, so you might as well start working on it today. It's neediness. Then I would have had this shit done fucking over a decade ago. But now I get to live here. And now I get to know what it is. See, when you don't know what it is, it gnaws at you. And when you avoid it, you never get to it. So I've spent probably a decent amount of time the last couple of years really not doing much. Other than softball and a little live music, I've been okay with it. And the discipline within myself, this is the reward today. I get to now go back and heal the relationship with whatever family members want it. And whichever ones don't, I get it. Fucking, I walked out. I completely had to leave that way of life because it wasn't mine. They weren't my beliefs. And they were pissed off that I didn't follow the belief system anymore. And being the way I was and where I came from, that was everything. Family was everything. And when you didn't do like the family did, you got judged and you got criticized. And that was a fucking painful part of my life. And I made myself okay with whatever they thought about me. And I still am. To be honest with you, I don't give a fuck anymore. I don't need them. I will never fucking need them. Ever. I am so good without them. But I want to go home again. I want to go back. And part of it is, you know, can I keep how good I am within myself if I go back into it? Like, I'm the guy that always need to prove shit to myself. But I also need to apologize to people. Because I was a fuck. And yeah, it was a way of protecting myself, and I didn't understand it. But that's also part of this recovery process. When you realize you're an asshole, you gotta make it right. I could sit here and be in shame and pretend and, you know, blame and they're a bunch of fucking assholes and it's all their fault because I'm in my shame. And even though I know it wasn't all their fault and I had a big responsibility in it because I'm shame-based, I'm not going to go and apologize. And then I just live in more shame and it just compounds it. I get to go home again whether they want to or not. I did it emotionally. I went back to that little fucking boy and I've been crying 3 fucking days over this. I have been sobbing and reliving how horrific it felt to live in that house at that age. And I purged myself from it. And in that purge, when I got out of the hurt, I actually got to see them from their perspective. I saw it more realistically, not just from my fucking hurt slant, but from my healed slant. because the crying and the light bulb moment and the sobbing and the grieving allowed me to clear out enough space and stop being selfish and making it about me. And I was actually able to see where this person came from and all they had to put up with, that they could barely fucking keep it together. I was a sensitive, needy kid. And I learned real quick in that house, needs are not acceptable here. Anger is not acceptable here. So figure out how to fucking be without those two things, and we will let you stay peacefully. And I have a right to be angry. But what's the anger going to get me? It's just going to keep me stuck. It's going to keep me helpless. Neediness, you know, I feel like there's going to be a lot of talk about this. And I know this is a long episode, and the one I just did the other day is ridiculously long. I try to keep them short, or shorter. But, fucking crazy. I feel free in my body in a way that I never, ever, ever have before. Because I got back to that child that got stuck. I went back to the place of the abuse and neglect and the hurt. And I cried with that little boy for days. And that's healing. And now I cleared that shit out. I'm not angry. I'm not blaming. And I want to build the one thing that I always fucking wanted in that house was a real fucking conversation. On a real level. Not the bullshit facade that they all needed to keep up because of where they came from. It doesn't matter how old you are. It's never too fucking late. If I get one day of healing with the people that I've been at odds with since forever, there's still a little boy in me that wants to feel loved by his parents. Not for what I do, not for what I give them, but for the man that I just grew into. And I don't need them to love me to be okay. But I've always wanted it, so maybe it's time to go see if it's really there. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening. You can contact me at joeryan.com. Follow me on Instagram at joeryan. And if you want, you can leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be great. All right, take care.